USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Afghanistan wants the Taliban to cut out the violence and engage with the Trump administration. President Ashraf Ghani saying today he's calling on the Taliban leadership to declare a ceasefire and negotiate an end to the nearly 20-year-old conflict. That after President Trump canceled plans for peace talks that were to take place today at Camp David with Taliban leaders. Congressman Devin Nunes of California questioning whether we should be talking with the Taliban at all.
I don't want to lose any more of our troops over there. But the bottom line is then, you know, if we want to leave, then just leave. We don't need to have a deal with the Taliban.
The Republican was speaking on Fox News. Post-tropical cyclone Dorian now headed for Quebec and Newfoundland after hitting Nova Scotia yesterday, tearing roofs off buildings and leaving it with widespread power outages. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong calling for help from the Trump administration. Today marking the 14th straight weekend of those protests, and it sees many demonstrators waving American flags as they march to the U.S. consulate today. American motorists are enjoying some lower gasoline prices, influenced by the optimism that a trade war between the U.S. and China is coming to an end. Here's John Clemens with more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us it's been 8 straight weeks of declining prices at the pump.
Average gas prices in the last week fell just a penny per gallon, with the national average falling to $2.56, its 8th consecutive weekly decline.
DeHaan tells us the price of gasoline is now down 29 cents from last year at this time.
Average gas prices now stand 11 cents lower than 1 month ago and 29 cents lower than last year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford is entering the race for president in 2020. Sanford announcing on Fox News Sunday he's challenging President Trump for the Republican nomination, and he's the third Republican to do so, joining former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Two bitterly estranged nations in Europe are now taking steps towards extending an olive branch, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Russia and Ukraine exchanged 35 prisoners each in what Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he hoped would be the first step toward reopening dialogue with Russia. Planes landed nearly simultaneously in Kiev and Moscow, each loaded with prisoners returning home. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the swap was a good step toward normalizing relations between the two countries. President Trump applauded the prisoner swap with a post on Twitter. "Very good news," he wrote. "Perhaps a first giant step to peace. Congratulations to both countries." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a new movie about a Batman villain, the big winner at the Venice Film Festival, the Joker, winning the top Golden Lion Prize in Venice, the world's oldest film festival. The movie stars Joaquin Phoenix. It's already gathering a lot of Oscar buzz. It hits theaters here on October 4th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.